Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 26, 2011. Ready to go deep. The passage is from Acts 8. How can I understand, he said, unless someone explains it to me? My friend Lou told me a scary scuba story one day. Since we were out in the lake at this time, it was easy to visualize the story. An inexperienced diver panicked and fought to take Lou's respirator. Lou somehow calmed the other diver so that together they could slowly swim to the surface, sharing the same air. My friend's knowledge of diving and calm presence brought life to a situation that threatened death. It's easy to see why divers should never go down in the depths alone. Traveling the Gaza Road in his chariot, an African emissary was struggling by himself to make sense of a sacred scroll. Something about Isaiah's description of a suffering servant captivated him. A man who was led like a lamb to slaughter and did not defend himself? An innocent victim, shorn of justice, dignity, and descendants. Though the African eunuch admitted his ignorance and had questions, he was already closer to the truth than many. Then the Spirit sent Philip to be the man's diving partner. Together they explored deeply Christ's redeeming death, and Philip helped the man rise up in faith as together they breathe the same resurrection air. Many people outside the faith are careful thinkers. Their searching is marked by integrity, humility, and personal dissatisfaction with how the world is. It's our mission to come alongside them. Are you ready to go deep? Will you pray with me? Lord, give us listening ears, sharp minds, and courage to help all who deeply seek truth. Amen.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.